Sawubona, kunjani? Bamuntu bafana batona banyana. This is Uncle Benzin. It's been some time since I have made a video. I'm sorry. Well, it's not a video, but it's a sound. a visual audio video. Yeah. I've been busy, but today one of my nephews sent me a recording, and he says, "Uncle, please review this. It is called Your Wife, and I believe it was posted on this audio pub system." And all he wrote was, "Good afternoon, Uncle. Please review this song. I think you will like it. And the title or the description of the song is So Am. This is my song, Grinning Face with Smiling Eyes. So let us take a listen." Let us just find it here. Yeah. Ach man, where is it? Hi. Here, okay. So this is Your Wife. I don't know what I'm going to listen to now, but we will sit through it together.
Hello, can you do me a favor and babysit my kids tonight?
You want me to babysit your kids?
It's a rap song.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, that was nice. What was that? The delay on the word. That was nice.
Let's my kids tonight.
You want me to babysit your kids?
Yes, please.
See?
Okay.
I'll pay you $5 an hour, please.
But I got
$5.
A little confession.
That's a lot of money.
A confession? Okay, what is it?
Confession.
Hello?
Yo.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is this Mr. Knight?
Yeah?
I just wanted to tell you that I had sex with your wife.
Huh? What? Did... What kind of song is this? Wait.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is this Mr. Knight?
Mr.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that I had sex with your wife.
Okay.
She was throwing it back, up and down all night.
Huh?
And yes, I'm black. Don't give a fuck if she white.
Okay.
Yeah, I made her do what it do. She was all about me and wasn't thinking about you.
You did what?
I love digging in her, so sue me. She was calling my...
Digging in her? Hey, these lyrics are nice. I like it. And the beat is so strong. The drums sounds very fat, very nice. And this girl, she has a nice flow. I like it so far. There's a story here. Let's listen.
Phone talking about, can we do the doogie?
Oh my goodness.
What?
What?
I love digging in her, so sue me. She was calling my phone talking about, can we do the doogie?
Oh my goodness.
I had
the
no
doogie. What is this? I got the doggy, like a woofu woofu. I don't know what this is. Maybe it's some American word, but let us keep on reviewing.
Choice, but to say yes, I was focused on her booty and the shape of her breast.
Okay.
What you mean, you older man, and I gotta show you respect.
Cause you do.
I like what Nika. I see, and what I see, I'm again.
Of course. What is it with this American music? Always nigga this, nigga that, nigga, nigga, nigga. Make one song without the word nigga, but no, this is not possible. Whatever.
Stupid hood rat.
So this is the chorus. Nice stereo effect here, surrounding the listener. I like the story so far.
Yeah.
The black man is sleeping with the white man's, white man's wife. He has no power. Why did he not? If I found another man with my wife, I'm fine.
Let me see what this is hitting for. And once I tested it, I was like, oh my god, bro.
Oh my god, bro.
Hey, bro.
God damn, this is gas. I'ma have to get another pass at that ass, another grab at that ass, another stab at that ass.
Mm-hmm.
If that nigga talking shit, I put a cap in his ass.
Okay. I like this. She's talking about the ass, first grabbing it, tapping it, and then she goes and mentions the putting the cap. So many different meanings here. Putting the cap in the S, from what I know, is shooting someone with a gun. And that is very clever wordplay. Very good. I like it.
She asking me to take her out to eat, but I'm broke, so girl, we gon' have to dine and dash.
Typical black behavior. Sorry, but you know, this is, I can only say that I'm speaking from personal experience as a dasher. No, not being racist, I'm just being self-aware.
Up to my crib with a gun.
I just want to say that food tastes better when you don't pay for it, but I'm not encouraging anything here. Okay, let's listen. I'm talking too much.
We gon' have to dine and dash. Nigga, why you showing up to my crib with a gun?
Cause you're okay. A nigger.
What the fuck? What did she just say? What the fuck? No. Utini. What did. Excuse me. Sorry. No. I think I heard it wrong.
Nigga, why you showing up to my crib with a gun?
Cause you're a nigger.
Guys, are you hearing this? Yo, too much, bruh. I was not expecting this. This was so uncalled for. I was not ready. For that. The hard R. This girl. This boy. I don't know. The writing here.
Nigga, why you showing up to my crib with a gun?
Cause you're a nigger.
Bruh, even I feel it. Okay, let's go. Ish.
Be around real killers, so this ain't for fun. Nigga, why you mad? Cause your girl like the taste of me on her tongue.
Okay.
You over here talking about you done.
Okay. This vocal line could have been polished up a little bit with some correction. But I know, she's nah. My brain is still on the, hard. What the? I was not ready for that. I don't think I've ever heard a song where they use the hard. I will. This is giving like an R&B vibe. Nice line there. Yeah. Nice, I like that. Yeah, that was a very, very good. Moving out the neighborhood, the white man is taking his wife out of the hood because he's too much of a poo. I don't know if I can use these words on this platform, but he is too much of a how to say this. He is the type of man to close the fridge with his hips, you know, or he's the kind of man to say, haha, don't mind if I do, while grabbing something off a table. He's a man who's not a man. We don't know what he has in between his legs. That kind of guy. And that is why this man, the black one, slept with his wife. If I caught someone sleeping with my wife, I won't be, we're moving out of this right now. We're moving out of this. It would be like, my darling, you need to start finding work because I will not be providing for you anymore because I will be in jail. I'm talking too much again. But, guys, I like this song. I really like it. If you want to find it on AudioPub, it's called Your Wife. Please, the person who posted this, more music. Please, I really love this story here. Very cohesive. Very good. Thank you. I really enjoyed it. Very funny. Very, very shocking. I still cannot get over the N-word. But so harsh. Alright. Thank you very much, everybody. And send me some more content and I'll review it on the email. Thank you. And have a nice day. This is Uncle Benson.